T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, speaking of big pimping, Joe Zagacki's here, but fashionably late because he's a big pimp.
Joe Zagacki, what are you going to run in here for?
Joe Zagacki is the voice of the Miami Hurricanes, and he's going to join us in studio, talk a little Hurricanes. Here comes the big pimp as we speak. Walking in all late, Joe.
Cool,
how dare
man,
you disrespect
man.
Our broadcast that
question,
way.
Question, Joe.
You said 5 o'clock.
Well, it's 5 o'clock and 37 seconds.
Okay. 5 o'clock.
The Hockman and Crowder simulcast has been made even better with the appearance of Joe Zagacki, voice of the Miami Hurricanes. 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And we love ourselves some Funky Buddha. And we love ourselves some Joe Zagacki. And I'll start with this. What is your biggest takeaway from Saturday's unimpressive, shall we call it, victory over Central Michigan?
Well, you can't be a team that is going to beat yourselves when you are as young as they are. And they're beating themselves or try to beat themselves with all the penalties and the inconsistent play. The goal is to be a team that's hard to beat. But they were not a team that was hard to beat on Saturday because of all of the mistakes that were made. It was a bonfire of mistakes. Now, I do have to get my one shot in, which is the officiating crew of the ACC. They are the Kirkland of officials. The entire conference is the Kirkland of officials.
Twist up.
Yes.
They are the twist up. I mean, 13 penalties. And some of those 50-50 calls were horrendous. And what happens is it just completely thwarts any momentum in the game. The second quarter, I was looking back at the second quarter today, and I want to say there are 3-4 third downs. Then Miami's off the field and will have the ball in good field position. Nope, we got roughing the passer. We got pass interference. We've got holding. Then even on the Lewis Headley punt, he punts it to the 1 yard line. They can't move the ball. Central Michigan's not moving the ball. You have just flipped the field position. You're probably going to get it at midfield or the 45 and put him away. Nope. Too many men on the line of scrimmage or not enough men on the line of scrimmage.
Just killed yourself.
I mean, it was just absurd, the amount of penalties.
And the slow start again. I would say 3 out of 4 weeks, Joe, the Canes came out slow.
But they scored in the first drive.
But they ended the first half with 7
points.
Well,
no, the second quarter was terrible. I don't even know if they had the ball. I don't even know if they had the ball in the second quarter because, again, every time they were going to get off the field, there was a penalty. Central Michigan had the ball in the second quarter, the fourth quarter for 8 minutes on one drive. And the second quarter, I think they had another 7-minute drive that was aided by one penalty after another. And, of course, then Miami also coming off their goal line, they get a safety. And but how – you can help me with this one, Channing. The guy hits Jaren Williams right in the forehead, and it's not targeting.
No.
I have no idea how that's not targeting.
No, the refs – like you're saying, inconsistency of the
referees. How was that not targeting?
Kirkland.
The Kirkland ref. You're supposed to stay consistent. And
so if it's targeting, the ball is out at the 20-yard line. Now we're marching. But they can't have those kind of mistakes. And you got to – obviously, you're playing through youth with the offensive line. And that's not going to change. There's no place to go. There are no other changes. And I know people think you can draw up this play and that play. So maybe he makes a few adjustments in play calling. But the youth is going to be the youth.
I was
going
to say that, Joe. Seeing that they averaged less than 2 yards a carry and that offensive line struggled to block, especially those guards. I watched the whole game. They had me bet money on the Canes, Joe, minus 30-something
30 and a half.
Yeah, so I had to watch the whole game. Would it be advantageous to go to a quicker game, quicker passing game, RPO type stuff? I know Jaren's not an amazing athlete.
They have a lot of RPOs.
But they try to, like, pound the ball. They're not built to pound the ball. They're not going to run the ball on anybody, Joe.
You know, I get conflicted on that because I'm always I want to see them build an identity of something. And I listen, your head coach is a former defensive coordinator, so he's not going to spread it out and go fast.
Yeah.
Because with the inconsistency on offense, what are you going to do if you spread it out and go fast? Three and out, three and out, three and out?
Defense who's back out there? 90 snaps
your defense for 90 plays.
Yeah.
If I'm them, I'm slowing it down. And your guys can't handle it anyway. They cannot handle going fast. They've tried that. They need, to me, go slow, take that clock down, and shorten the game, especially in the big games.
Joe Zagacki is the voice of the Miami Hurricanes. They are 2-2, though. I mean, let's not get it twisted. A win's a win.
Yeah, plus, I always go back to, I could find you 1,000 examples of the greatest Miami teams that played a game like that, and no one ever remembers it. And I was talking to Coach Diaz about it today. 1987, we always just get amnesia, but they played Virginia Tech. I can still see the game. It's 13-13, Frank Beamer's first year. Virginia Tech wasn't Virginia Tech, by the way. Miami was a 36-point favorite. And it took two touchdowns with 4 minutes to go in the game to make it look respectable. I remember Jimmy Johnson clearly going, well, now I got their attention. We have four games left the rest of the year. I got their attention now. It happens every year.
Yeah, you're going to have losses, but or wins that feel like losses.
Right.
But the problem is, after the Florida and the UNC games where you're so close to winning those games, you can't only beat up on Bethune-Cookman. Like, you've got to have some sort of showing.
Well,
you
would hope that you were going to run them out of the stadium. And after they scored in the opening drive, I thought, well, this is going to be fun. And by the way, blame the ACC officials for the lack of Don Bailey lines because, again, it made it a very disjointed, discombobulated game. I even looked over at Don and was like,
it just didn't feel right.
This is the most fun you could have doing a job, and they are absolutely doing the best they can to make this work because it was stop and go, stop and go, stop and go. And I just thought it was a discombobulated effort all the way around.
But, Joe, you say that. There's a story out today where Tom Brady tweeted about how bad the NFL is with all the holding calls over and over again. And they're actually – the percentages are going down. Now the league called all the referees and told them, hey, let's let the games go a little smoother. Let's not call every single call the ticky-tack stuff. Is there anything like that where UM can send in the film?
Well, they're going to send in the film. And I know, Coach Diaz is a first-year coach. And I just think that they are going to make it a little more difficult on a first-year guy. Now, if it's the SEC, your conference, I guarantee you, in the SEC, there would not have been 13 or whatever number it was. Especially that 50-50 ball, they just go, okay, let's play through it. We got to play through it.
What do you do with Bubba Baxa, by the way? Like, I mean, he looks rattled.
I was looking at that today. I joked. I said they should put an ad in the paper, the student newspaper. There's probably some kid on campus that's a soccer player that could knock it through. I think what they have done is they have a couple of other walk-ons there. I think they are trying to consider, do we go short and long? Do we have a guy that can kick it short? And do we have a guy that can kick it long? Because maybe he's better from long range. So they've got
That's what Bruce Arians thought about his guy the other day when he backed
I think the answer right now is it's not the NFL. There is no other answer. They've got one other guy on the roster that can kick. He kicked today. He made a field goal at the end of practice, and they all went crazy. I can't even tell you his name.
Is it demons or whatever? Because he had to be consistently hitting field goals through camp for them to depend on him to go into the season.
It looked to me, I'm not a kicking expert, but it looked to me he missed one, the first one on Saturday, and got a make good. It looked to me that he was aiming right, and the ball went right. It looked kind of like a golfer. But I do think, usually with those guys, it is mental, and he's a soft, young kid. And I think sometimes when you see those guys without their helmet on, you go, oh, man, my life's resting on that. That's
right.
Not so
just
good.
A kid,
He's a kid, so they have a tendency – their emotions, when it goes bad, their emotion tends to be more sullen when it goes bad than when things go good. They don't seem to respond, when it's a positive, their reaction isn't quite as high as it is low when it goes bad.
Man, remember the days of Carlos Huerta?
And I would also say, though, Hawk, along those lines, and I've said this a million times, shouldn't have a sophomore kicker. You shouldn't have a freshman left tackle.
I mean, it becomes so important, and I get it, and with the young offensive line and whatnot. Those the kicking game. I mean, you
right.
really
well,
a
listen,
season
it killed
can
him
come
last
down
year.
To it. Yeah.
Well, the punting game killed him last year,
yeah.
And I know that we all are looking for 2001 and 1991 and all that stuff, but those teams are all veteran teams. You know, Todd Sievers, who made a field goal at the end of the Ohio State game. I think he was a redshirt junior or senior. I remember Larry Coker saying to me, listen, a kicker's got to make a 30-yard field goal. He's on scholarship too. He's supposed to make it. And a quarterback is supposed to hit an open guy. And by the way, it's probably not a coincidence that the guy that's tied as the leading receiver is a fifth-year senior, K.J. Osborne, who wasn't even on the team a year ago. He's from Buffalo, right? He's the leading – I think he's tied with Brevin Jordan because he only had one catch the other day. But all these young guys, we had all this great hope for, Wiggins and Pope and Hightower. The guy that's the fifth-year senior has the most catches. He's put the ball in the end zone three times in four games. Mike Harley has been here for 3 years. He's got one touchdown in his entire career.
Yeah, but like you said it, Joe, that those seniors, those older guys, they've been through it all. So the men, them.
Give me the older team.
Yeah.
Figure out, and I think Manny Diaz is trending toward trying to figure out how we're going to redshirt more of these guys and how we're going to be more of a developmental program. Because I think they're kind of stuck in between, are we elite or are we developmental? And you know what? There are like three elite teams, Georgia, Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State. Everybody else is chasing them.
Yeah. Joe Zagacki is the voice of the Miami Hurricanes. Would you like to sit in here while Solana gives us headlines?
I want to disagree with his weather report.
Yeah, I didn't know that people could do that, but yeah, what?
He said partly cloudy, and there's not a cloud anywhere
Listen,
in the
that
sky.
Is the least of his problems yeah. when it comes to the weather report. Wait till you get to the dew point, Solana. what do you have for headlines here, Solana?
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Any issue with what he's told you
so far?
So
far, so
okay,
good.
Okay, all right, because I'll check with you.
I feel like I'm Simon Cowell.
Yeah. You just didn't have it, dog. I don't know. On that sponsor read, you just didn't
have
it. I think
it was a little bit
dog.
Pitchy.
Yeah. All right.
A little
what
more
do you got there, Solana?
According to the latest draft order projections from ESPN's Football Power Index, the Miami Dolphins will own the number 1, number 9, and 23, number 23 picks in the upcoming 2020 NFL draft.
No shame in that, Joe.
I have a question for Crowder.
Yeah.
So I'm watching the Dolphins march down the field.
Yes.
Do they sabotage their own drives?
You're talking about a legitimate
question.
Hey, it's
if they're going
for you.
Down the field, and because you know, listen, guys can get hot, and you
yeah.
can win a game. You can get a hot set of dice. A quarterback can get hot, so can the offensive coordinator. So I want to know, now if they're marching down the field, are they going to go, hey, put the brakes on this drive?
I would say no, but you can run the ball three times knowing that your offensive line
yeah,
can't block them.
But they're not telling Kenyon Drake to fumble. And
I'm
they're
not saying
telling,
that.
But they're loading the box.
But we're giving just, the ball to Kalen Ballage over
it,
and over.
We run it right into the teeth of their defense three times. It's doable, Joe. I don't think they'll do it,
good,
but it's doable.
Good offensive coordinators can get hot.
Yeah.
And they can get a defense on its heels,
mm-hmm.
right? And they can become the guy that's dictating the policy. I'm just watching the game the other day going, hey – they're in the red zone. Are they going to keep doing this, or are they putting the brakes on?
No, they kept doing that. What else you got, Solana?
According to ESPN.com, their latest 2020 mock draft has LaMelo Ball as a serious contender for the number 1 overall pick.
Really?
We're picking LaMelo Ball? Can he play quarterback?
That's the youngest one, right?
Right. He went overseas.
He got a J.
Number 1 overall pick?
He dropped 90 in a game. He has a J.
I dropped 90 in a game, though. He was playing against Solana's JCC team.
He has a J. That's all I've seen.
What else you got, Solana?
Tonight, the Florida Panthers host the Lightning. Puck drops at 7 p.m. It's the first of four straight that the Florida Panthers will play against the Lightning, including two final preseason games and the first two regular season NHL games. The Marlins
Did
play the
Did you understand
Mets.
What he just told you there?
Something about the preseason's ending and they're playing. Are they playing Tampa in five straight preseason games?
Four straight games against the Lightning, two preseason.
Oh, and two to
regular
start the
season. Right.
Right. What you don't want from, say, a headline report is to be left with more questions than what you had.
There's no follow-ups.
Well, that's the unique thing about my headline.
Would you consider this to be a unique headline?
Very, yeah. kind of need a roadmap.
Open your prayer books to page 78, please, and you'll be able to follow along with what Solana's doing here. What else you got, Solana?
The Marlins play the Mets in New York tonight. First pitch is at 7:10. It is game two of their four-game series.
I think it would be funny if you gave out the second pitch time. I think the second pitch is 7:11. You know, anyone can give out the first pitch. You want to carve a name for yourself here in the headlines. Anything else, Solana?
And finally, Lionel Messi, who we announced earlier, was awarded FIFA's best player of 2019, was hurt today in the first half when Barcelona beat Villarreal 2-1 in a La Liga match. Now we move to weather, brought to you by Hialeah Park.
You have a notepad, Joe, for weather here?
I'm trying to figure out who they just played.
Villarreal.
Villarreal.
Oh, he has that whole rolling the R thing?
Yeah, and the L's become Villarreal, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Thought Joe Z was my buddy.
I am. I'm confused on who they play.
This is your problem. Your friends can be critical of you. This is your problem, Solana.
You want him to tell you how great it is? Look at how confused he looks. Guy just sat through a Kane Central Michigan game that had 7 points at half. No. They gave up two safeties from the 6-yard line inexplicably on the same drive. How does that happen?
I don't know. Over the same play, like over the same play.
It was crazy. That one was driving me crazy.
The guy headbutted him too. It's like, yeah, boing. Yeah.
What do you got there in the weather, Solana?
Weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in South Florida, it is currently 84 degrees and partly sunny. The real field temperature is at 88 degrees, and that dew point at 70 degrees Fahrenheit, of course. You can visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways.
You guys can see Joe's.
He can't stop laughing.
Drawings all day long and a treat enter. Visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
Any questions, Joe?
I'm good. I'm good.
We had Julie Durda listen to his weather report once, and
really?
She's like, just send him in because this is nothing I could do over the phone.
She had to be intimidated if she was listening.
Oh, my goodness. Right. She's not worried for her job. Let's just say that. But he was a little rattled. But
he was trying to impress.
Yes. Yeah. How could you not be? Yeah. All right. Thank you, Solana.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.